All right. So Facebook is broken. I don't know why I got to start with that on the cold open, but yeah, it's been broken all day, dude.
I noticed that around like late morning.
Late when?
Late morning.
Oh, late morning. Yeah, it broke up again. Yeah, the whole thing is fucked. And it's on a global scale too. It's not just like locally or in this like vicinity. It's anywhere you go on the planet, people can't get to it. Like even those Russian bot farms are like, what is this? I do not know. What can I not annoy America today? And I think what's going on is, did you see 60 Minutes? Oh, wait a minute. You said you heard something on NPR, right?
I did hear something on NPR, yes.
What did you hear?
That Facebook had been knew that there could be possible like detrimental effects to teenagers and young people's health, and they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, so they just completely disregarded any notion of keeping anybody safe and were like, money, right?
Well, that's what it sounded like.
And it's a coincidence that it went down the day after that came to light? I don't think so, bro. I think there's problems afoot. What do you think? I think it got hacked.
Well, there's one of two things that happened. Either just shit went south and all their servers crashed.
Yeah.
Or they got hacked.
Well, it wouldn't be all their servers though, because you know what's going on, right? Well, this is the gist that I understood from, you know, I have some cybersecurity training and I work with computers and shit for my day job. So
right.
You know, I'm not the ultimate authority on what's going on, but I kind of got,
you know more than the average Joe.
Right. But that doesn't make me better than the average Joe. If that makes any sense.
I didn't say that.
Well, I know I'm a piece of shit. You can just come out and say it.
More knowledgeable in that subject.
Right. I happen to be. So I understand what a DNS is, a domain name server. There's a registrar, right? Like think of Three Rivers Community College. You'd have to go to the registrar and then the registrar would register you for your classes, essentially.
Yeah.
The same thing goes on with computers, only more advanced. So the computer on your end or phone or tablet or whatever you're using to try to connect to Facebook, it reaches out and it goes, hey, index of the internet, where is Facebook? In the index, it goes, I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't know what's going on.
Where's my server?
I can't find it.
Where's my server? I want my check.
I want you to buy me dinner and then fuck my pussy.
What?
This is the Brass Show. Coming back again. That was a little crass, but that's how we are. We're the Brass Show. Yeah. It's the Brass Show. Facebook's down, it's all fucked up, and I don't know where to go with that, cause it's the Brass Show. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wait, I don't think it's just Facebook, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's all their shit. Whatever is tied into Facebook, it's all broken. So everything that Mark Zuckerberg owns, I saw something that said that his net worth went down $7 billion today.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's entirely possible. I mean, when you think about it, they're not making ads. I mean, how much money does Facebook make an hour? It's probably more than I make in a lifetime, right?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't go that far, but it's probably an astronomical amount.
In a day, they probably make what I make in a lifetime, right? Every cent, starting from McQuaid's Marketplace and Mystic to now, that I've ever earned, all in one day. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, were you at McQuaid's first or Jams first?
Jams was my second job. I was at McQuaid's Marketplace in Mystic. I used to ring people out and annoy them, and I used to get the cats. That was
the
me.
The cats?
The fucking cats. Yeah. Yep. And I used to go skateboarding on my break in the parking lot and get yelled at. Don't do that. There was a cool gap there. in the parking lot. They have one of those parking lots where it's like upper level to the lower level and some bushes in between.
Yeah, there's a really, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, I used to gap that. I out of all the tries, I think I only managed to pull it off once or twice, but.
There's another gap very similar, but maybe a little more difficult, that was at the Stonington Theater.
Stonington Theater. Oh, across the street?
No, in the parking lot of the Stonington Theater. There's one of those upper level, lower level.
Where is the Stonington Theater?
It's on Route 2.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, on your way towards like Westerly Beaches.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I never thought of it as that. But yeah, I know what you're talking about out there near that Stop and Shop and the McDonald's and shit.
Yeah.
This is real fun for the listener. Oh, the Stonington Theater near the McDonald's, they had a gap. And Mark Zuckerberg's toys are broken. What do you think is going to happen, dude? I think the world got really mad. I think hackers got really pissed off at that information that came out, and they were like, we're going to fuck your shit. Fuck you.
It's possible, but who do you think did it?
I don't know. Probably just random.
You think it was domestic?
Well, I also read that everything on their they have smart badges to get in buildings and stuff. They can't do that either. Like, all their shit is not working. Literally everything. What can we learn from such a catastrophe? Seriously. Don't make everything dependent on computer technology. My refrigerator is running fine right now without a computer. It just needs to keep my food cold. We don't need a computer in there.
Dude, the refrigerator I have is like 30 years old. And this is like, it's like a workhorse.
It is. That thing sucks down power like you wouldn't believe, though. Do you know how much more efficient they are now?
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
If you got a new refrigerator, your electricity bill would immediately go down like 40 to 50 bucks a month. I used to work at a Best Buy, and people would use that as the determining factor on whether or not they should get it. It's like, well, yeah, when you think about it, though, after like 5 years, you've saved like $3,000.
And it's like paid for itself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to look into that.
Yeah, but it's 50 bucks a month, though, too. Right now, I don't know. I guess you are kind of spending the money either way, so you might as well have a nice crispy. Well,
I took the AC unit out and turned off the pool filter. So. Ah,
yeah, we didn't do that last swim like I wanted to, but oh well.
Yeah, it got too cold, man.
Yeah, it's that frost is coming, man. I'm expecting it any day. I mean, we're going to get rain today and tomorrow, apparently. And Facebook's down. Fuck your shit. Your shit is fucked. Fuck you. I'm so happy, in a way, because...
Not really, because when my phone, if I run out of minutes, like.
That's how you get in touch
Facebook,
with me.
And, Facebook Messenger is like a good way to get in touch with people.
Oh, yeah, that thing is broken.
And like, I've been getting in contact with my mom like a lot through Facebook, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a, the thing with Facebook is, it's like anything in life. You get out of it what you put into it. Some people are like, I hate Facebook. And I'm like, well, your personal life must suck. I don't know what to tell you. You don't want to share things with yourself? That's fine. I mean, you can still be on Facebook and be an introvert. You don't have to be like me and post 4 times a day. You know, you don't have to do that. They're like, you know, I like we have certain friends that if I ever see a post from them at all, I'm surprised. Wow. Look at him. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Look at him. He posted on Facebook. Wow. That's amazing. Few and far between people are good, though. Yeah, I like not being on Facebook. It's like a forced break for me. Because I do go on there too much, man. And my excuse is like, I promote my music through there, but you scroll through my timeline, there's no music in there. It's just random thoughts of me being, you know, day to day.
You sharing memories with your kids. I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I should save that stuff. I like the memories of like, hey, today, 6 years ago, this is what your son looked like. One of those came up for me before Facebook crashed, of my son swinging on the swings and going, swings,
See,
swings.
It's not
me grabbing his little feet and pulling him up. Yeah, swings. Going crazy.
See, it's not all bad.
No, it's not. And when the video shut off, I was like, why didn't I keep recording for a while? That is one of the regrets you have as a parent. I remember when I had my son, I would just take photos and stuff, and I was like, well, I don't need to take that many pictures of him. And now I look back at the ones I have, I'm like, God damn it, why didn't I take more pictures? So I take tons of pictures now. I try to take a picture of him every time I see my kids, you know, at least one. I don't post them all on the internet, but I do have them available to me. Like a Rolodex of stuff. And I do save things according to date and stuff. Like, you know, April has its own folder. April, May, June, you know, that stuff. Sometimes I get lazy and I don't dump them all until, like, there's a summer 2021 now, you know. Just adding little pieces of this and that as the time goes on. But it's all there. I have it.
Eventually it's just going to be kids.
Yeah. It's yeah, just one folder, kids. Yeah, so my daughter and my ex-wife are bumping heads like you wouldn't believe, man. It's getting really freaking old. It's bullshit. Because when I got divorced, I felt really sad when I got divorced because I didn't get married to get divorced. My intention for getting married was to be married for the whole thing. And then,
No, right. If I got married, it'd be like,
do you take this chonga to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Chimichonga, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? 5 years. I could see you doing it. I could do it for 5 years. I would love 5 years,
pinky promise.
Oh, man, I would love to be in a relationship like that. Hey, let's just be together for like 5 or 6 years. Like, not forever. That shit is tiring. I'm going to get sick of you. Doesn't matter how much I love somebody.
I don't think I'm ever going to get married.
You don't think so? It's not for you, huh?
Nope. I don't like a contract that... I don't like contracts.
If you don't love me enough, I'm going to fuck you over and take your shit. That's really the contract. Yeah, you don't even like contracts for your cell phone. You pay month to month for that, too. You don't have an agreement with some carrier. Hey, you got to be on our cell phone network for 2 years. You're like, double middle fingers to you. I'll keep this fucking phone number, but if I don't feel like paying the bill, I ain't even going to answer the phone. So eat shit.
Yeah, you finally get me.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, Chonga. Yeah, so every relationship I've ever had with a woman has gone south, and it hasn't been my fault. I mean, yes, it is totally my fault. Absolutely. What am I saying? But as far as the relationship with a woman going south because of me making it go south, no. But I'm definitely a contributing factor to the extent of, like, I didn't answer the phone at the right time. I got hangry, so I was a little snippy, and then that started adding up. But every single one that I've... ended, it's always come to like a thing like that ex-girlfriend I had that went banana fucking cuckoos. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty of it, but that asshole, that fucking lying piece of shit, that was me getting sick of taking shit. I'll be in a relationship with whatever, but if you want to argue with me about Jesus at 3 a.m., and you don't want to go to sleep angry, and the only way you're going to not be angry is for you to, like, me have to just placate you and say some shit that fits into your narrative. I hate that. Oh, the key to a successful marriage is don't go to sleep angry. Oh, yeah? So I have to be a people-pleasing person? I have to, you know, make sure this person is happy? The fuck?
You don't want me to go to bed angry? Then don't try and talk to me about Jesus at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and then I kicked her out of the room. And, you know, she acts probably, I don't talk to her, never want to again. I mean, she's dog shit, but this person acts like a victim in every instance. Oh, it's a cycle of poverty. Oh, that's why I don't have any money. No, you don't have any money because you don't fucking work and you milk off the system. And the system goes, all right, we'll let you live, but you're going to get the bare minimum of shit. Always an excuse. I've got fibromyalgia. I can't do it. Oh, really? We were going to go have fun outside at the beach. Oh, boy. Hops out of bed, does like a jumping jack, and then gets in the car.
Oh.
Come home, and then they're, you know, hey, we had so much fun at the beach today.
I feel like there's been so many sitcoms where there's been like, oh,
now
oh,
it's time to make the
biggest,
dinner.
The biggest one of all, the biggest one of all is, fuck, Grandpa whatever from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't remember him. That's, what about him? He's just lazy?
Oh, the asshole who was just laying in bed and then he like got a golden ticket and he's like, oh!
Ooh! Suddenly? Jump, yeah.
Fucking, did a backflip out of the bed.
My paralysis isn't bothering me anymore. Yeah, that she's one of those people. Blames everybody else for her predicament, makes up lies to fit the narrative. You know, it can't be that two people just aren't compatible and tried to make it work and couldn't. No, there has to be something drastically wrong with the other person. They have to be deranged. Like, dude, I talked to her about her past relationships. She told me, this person's a narcissist. This other person's a narcissist. This other person's a narcissist. This other person's a narcissist. They're all narcissists. You're a narcissist. And then having arguments with me. You're a narcissist. That's narcissism. You said you loved me. At the time, I fucking did. You're fucking sucking the wind out of that bag real quick. You know, I have tolerance, but I get to a point of, I just can't. You know, my ex-wife, in a way, would do that too. She would be, you know, she'd want to have these like four-year-old girl conversations. How was your day today? Oh, my day was good today. Was your day good too? Yes. I had a sandwich for lunch. What kind of like, no, there's no substance to this conversation. And anytime I would bring up anything of substance, it would be like, that's stupid. You know, she was never nice to me. It's just I'm sick of falling into these traps with women. Oh, they're all traps, dude. I really feel like that. I feel like a woman wants you to be beholden to her. A woman is never actually yours, I've realized. It's just your turn. Does that make sense? This is my wife? No, I let you think that. I don't belong to anybody. That's really what's going on there. I saw a meme. I saw a meme the other day that summed up my life. There was a knight kneeling down in front of a queen, and the queen had a sword. And you know how they put the white text on shit?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a door in the distance, and through the door, there's like a bunch of other knights like looking through the door with their helmets off and shit, like looking excited through the door. And the sword has white text on it, says, the queen has my wife written over it. And then the sword says, permission to play Call of Duty or whatever fucking stupid game. Doesn't matter, right? And then all the excited knights it was like one of these old paintings from like, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Like a Renaissance painting.
Yeah, like a Renaissance painting. And through the door, there was a bunch of excited knights. And over that, it says, the squad waiting for me to play. And I'm like, I can't go back to that. I can't go back to that stupid life. Hi, can I have permission to do something I want to do instead of being an adult who earned his own money and, you know, fucking figured it out and just doing it?
Yeah.
Can I have permission? You need permission. What a stupid, like, what are you getting?
Dude, that's like prison. It's like, can I go to the bathroom?
Just so you can have pussy.
Massive.
Just for pussy. So you can get laid later. So you can have sex that's the other person is just absolutely not excited about, because let's put the shoe on the other foot for a minute. Women don't want it either when you think about it, because it's like, you want to be married to a little bitch that's like, honey, can I play video games? Are you going to be mad at me if I go have a beer with my friends at a bar?
I mean, you're...
Pussies.
I know for a fact there are women out there that do like the game.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even be, like, an issue.
Right. Yeah, there's real ones out there. There are real ones out there. It's not as if this applies to every single woman on the planet, but this is a fucking scourge I mean, if people are making memes about it and there are people liking it, hitting the like button. Yeah, I'm married too. I'm reading all these comments and shit. Fucking people are idiots, man. Why would you want to live that life? That is a bullshit life. Honey, can I have sex? No? Okay, I'm going to go to the broom closet and jerk off by myself so nobody knows. Fucking stupid, man. So glad that I'm not married, because that was the expectation of my marriage, and a lot of the reason why things weren't going well is because every time that came up, I'd be like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm doing what I want, and I would just do whatever anyway. And yeah, I guess it was selfish, but I don't want to live that life. I don't want to live that bullshit life of just doing it to make my wife happy. Fuck that. Be happy on your own. I want to find a woman that's happy, and then maybe we can be married because we're both happy with each other. But then you run the risk of like, oh, he's married now. I got this motherfucker. I'm going to change and be some horrible person now that I have him in my clutches. That exists too.
You never heard the expression, happy wife, happy life?
Yeah, happy ex-wife. You want a better sex life? Get yourself an ex-wife. That's what they should fucking say.
I like that one better.
Yeah, that one's good. Holy shit. It's great. I like being, I'm not alone because I have people hitting me up now. I have a social life again. People actually want to be around me. It's fun. It's fun to be me again.
Dude, what are you going to say?
Oh, well, I was just thinking that when I first got divorced, I was depressed as shit for probably the first like 18 months of it because like I had put so much into my marriage and it was just all gone in an instant over bullshit too. You didn't pay enough attention to me. So I just started fucking other people without telling you. You know, and it's like, well, what did I do wrong? And you go through all this, like, self-reflection and where you did, you know, I am not a perfect person. I did not deserve what that woman did to our marriage. But she's somebody else's problem now. And any hurt feelings I carry about it is my problem at this point, too. So, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again. Carrying around a bunch of negative hurt and shit about it, it's like not taking out the garbage. The longer it's around, the longer it stinks. I took the garbage out, but fuck it all if I don't look back on it and go, eh, no thank you. I don't want that life.
Well, if talking and venting about it helps, then all right.
Yeah, this is my therapy session. You know,
yeah, man.
1 hour a week, I bitch to you. You tell me you understand. It's only the revenue is reversed and the, you know.
What's the going rate for an hour of...
I went for 6 months and I would just write him checks. He'd be like, hey, you owe me this. And I'd be like, I do? Yeah, just give me $75. Okay, here you go. And I'd see him a week again. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm having problems with this. Yeah, you owe me $40. It was like variable. I don't know what he was doing.
I'll be expecting that $75 check in my mailbox.
Yeah, you're not gonna get it. We're gonna make fucking millions off of this shit eventually. I think if we just keep at it, we'll, you know, probably not millions, but hundreds. We'll make tens of dollars off of this shit.
We'll make dozens of dollars.
We'll make dozens of cents. Fuck it. I'm doing it anyway. I don't care.
Shit, this is week 20.
Yeah. Yeah, so after this podcast, I'm going to make sure the file gets transferred over to the computer. The computer will then talk to the internet. The YouTube that isn't down like Facebook, we'll get it up on there. I'll get it off to Spotify and all the title and everything. And while it's doing that, I'll go lift my weights. I did a yoga exercise this morning.
Was that your first jab at yoga?
Yeah, I don't think I did it right, but I felt everything, and you know, my back sucks. I've had sciatica in the past, like pain shooting down my back into my legs and stuff, and
it's supposed to help your back.
Yeah,
but I think it takes a little bit, but if you do it wrong, you probably jack your back up worse.
Probably, yeah. But there's this very nice smiley lady on YouTube who's got like 300,000 hits on her video for it, and it's yoga for sciatica, and underneath it's all these people being like, this works, I totally did it, it takes like a week, And I'm not going through it right now, but I'm getting active again. Like, you know, I wish that I didn't find skateboarding, the love of it, so late in the goddamn season. Because we're getting into that rainy, Halloween-y bullshit time of year where...
Well, when it gets cold, when you fall, it hurts even worse.
Yeah, I'm not skating. When I was in high school, I would skate in the winter. Now that I'm an adult man, I'm like, I love skateboarding, but I can find other shit to do. Wow.
Hey, indoor. Indoor skate parks.
Yeah, Charlie's shit is indoor, right?
Yeah. Are we going to go there this weekend?
Sunday, yes.
We're going to go Sunday? Yep. All right.
I want to do some mini ramp because when I filmed the music video for Mic Check, I was on a board for that shoot because I just wanted to, like, I want to get a couple of kickflips and stuff, and I got them, and I had been skating around my neighborhood then, just tooling around, intentionally being like, I'm not doing any tricks, I'm just skateboarding around, whatever, right? But I got to that mini pipe, and I was amazed. We were talking about how the muscle memory fades if you don't do anything, not for skating the mini, dude. I still had the chops for the mini ramp. It was great. I was doing fakie rocks and tail stalls and frontside 180s out of the tail stall and stuff. But, you know, I was losing my momentum, a little bit of having to work to pump. But I was only there for that video shoot for, I want to say the whole thing was like maybe...
What, a couple hours?
Yeah, like 2 hours. And in that time, I was really satisfied. I was like, I got to just come back and skate. Fuck shooting a music video. So it's still there, man. So if Charlie's place is the spot, Hive Skate Park or Skate Shop, whatever he calls it, Hive.
Both.
Yeah. If we go there and it's awesome, that dude's probably going to suck about $300 a year out of my... wallet. I think he'll give you a membership for a price.
Oh, I'm sure he sells yearly memberships.
Yeah. I know he does. Actually, since we're doing this, we might as well do an advertisement for him. Let's do a live read.
Give him a plug?
Yeah. Everybody go to Hive Skate Shop. What's his website? Let me guess. HiveSkateShop.com. Ooh, he's got an end of summer skate jam going on right now. August 28th, 5 p.m. Okay, it's in the past, so never mind. Don't do that. Yeah, he's got clothes, he's got shoes, he's got gifts cards, he's got the sale rack. Apparel, memberships. Keyholder member. Okay, so as a key holder member, you get free admission every day, excluding private and special events, which that would suck.
Well, you gotta call ahead and figure that shit out.
Yeah. Free admission every day, 10% off the Hive brand parts and apparel, 10% off birthday party rentals for members only. It's $100 monthly or $1,000 annually, but you get two months free. So then he's got a weekend warrior member, right? You get $10 admission every day, unless there's some private shit going on. That's $20 monthly, $200 annually. So you pay $200 and then you get in.
You can skate whenever you want.
Well, yeah, but you got to pay $10 when you go.
Oh, wait, you pay, wait.
It's like there's two tiers. I don't know what he charges us for the day, though.
There's a premium and then there's a copay?
Yeah, there's probably a copay. Let me call this guy. I'm going to actually just call him. Well, I'd like to. If the number was available, I wonder if Charlie's going to answer the phone. Hello?
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 Hey, sorry about that. Hi, this is Chris Rappel or Brash. I don't know how you know me as, but welcome to the phone call with me. I just need to know, can you explain your tier memberships for your skate park?
So we have two, one of which is a $20 a month, so you get in for a discounted rate at $10 a session as opposed to $15. Then we have another one. It's $100 a month for unlimited access to the park. If you come more than 6 or 7 times a month, it's worth it to get the pass.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the that's what I was a little confused about, because it doesn't say anything. So if I just want to come through and skate the mini ramp for a day and I only come like maybe 3 times a year, it's just worth it to shell out $15 and come through?
Yeah. I mean, and we don't do sessions either. So when you pay for your $15 for the day pass, that covers you for the whole day.
Oh, cool. So if I show up, what time do you guys open up?
We open at noon and then we're open till 10 p.m. every day except for Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. Is Charlie around or what is he doing?
He's not here at the moment. He should be back in the shop after 7 o'clock though, if you want to give a call back and talk to him.
Nah, it's cool. He knows who I am. I'm Chris Rappel. I grew up with him. So he
okay.
knows. If you think of it, cool. If not, listen to The Brass Show. We're on Spotify, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
All righty, bye.
Bye.
I don't know who that was, but that was
that
cool.
That wasn't Sarah. That wasn't Sarah, was it?
No, I don't think so. Sarah would she would remember me, though.
Yeah, she would know.
She would be like, Rapple, and then she'd start bullshitting with me, but I don't know who the hell that was. She didn't even say, I don't think. Either that or she told me what her name was when I merged the calls. I felt a little awkward there for a moment because when I was talking to you, I was like, oh shit, I put Jimmy on hold and I didn't mean to. I just forgot that it does that. So you must.
No, that's all right. No, I saw that I was put on hold. So I was like, all right.
Oh, it says, did it say it on your screen? Like you're on hold, motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's pretty nifty. Yeah, you don't need an expensive phone. They're all amazing. What did you pay for your phone?
$100.
Yeah, and it's top tier. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, that is a nifty little device. I was watching a YouTube video on it before you cracked the screen, and I remember thinking, like, why am I paying so much for an iPhone when this thing does?
It's only a little sliver, and it's still, yeah, it's not even that bad.
Yeah, well, I know it's not a big deal. I'm just saying that my memory is of it not being there, and before that crack was there, it was an awesome screen.
Yeah.
So it's not as I'm not shitting on your phone. I mean, I absolutely will. Your phone's a piece of shit, but fuck, fuck you. Yeah. So it's worth it to you to shell out the 15 ducats for a skate jam on Sunday?
Let's wait and talk to Charlie.
Why would we wait and talk to Charlie? Well, look, man, look, he's got a business to run. If you right. don't,
yeah.
I'm going to hook him up regardless. So,
of course.
Yeah. Yep. He gave me a card that I lost for free. You get a free day whenever you want because you bought a complete from me. And I went, that's cool, but I lost it, the card. You know, so if you're really hit, I could probably just be like, come on, bro, come on.
No.
I'd leave him alone about it, though. I just started a business doing the DJ thing. I did another gig, by the way, on Saturday. And this was the first bar gig I did. I absolutely fucking killed it, bro. Your fucking name is Leonard. Yeah, I went to this bar and I killed it. It was killed. It was alive. It's dead now. Because why? I killed it. I did so good. You know the key to success with this shit? It's so simple. It's such a simple key to success that I'm going to tell you anyway.
Play music that people like?
Yeah. You oversimplified it. But how do you know what people like, though? How do you know?
You got to feel the crowd.
There you go. You got to know your audience. Yes. Yes. If you know your audience, you can be a DJ at your party, and you can make a couple of cents while you do it. I mean, I'm not like a millionaire or anything, but I got some decent change for doing this gig. I'd rather do a wedding, because the weddings...
Giggity, giggity.
They pay the figgity figures, but the bar gigs are, I kind of want to see if I can get out there every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, baby. Well, I got kids, so I can't really do that, but it's significant money though, Jeff.
You probably make a lot but in an alternate universe, if you didn't have kids,
yeah.
wouldn't, went to your job, day job, and then went to and DJed a bar every night, you'd probably make a lot of money.
Yeah. I'd get in a lot of trouble too, because there was a, so the crowd that I had, I'm not going to say where in Middletown, but I had a bar in Middletown. It was for a party. I'm not going to say who, obviously, either, because that's not productive for a podcast. But the people that came through were all from New Jersey, and they were coming up from Jersey to, you know, there was some family of some kind that was doing something, and they were traveling, and they were stopping in Connecticut, and people hadn't seen each other in years. And the age range, I found out, was like, the youngest person there was probably like 46. It was not a young crowd. It was the older crowd, which is fine because I'm part of the older crowd now. I fit right in. I was like the young old dude, like, hi, everybody. I'm almost one of you, you know. So all I did to prepare my set list, I did. See, when I do a set list, what I do is I'll do like 2 or 3 hours of music that I'll pick out before I go to the event. And that takes me like an hour. Maybe like 90 minutes at max to do that. Cause I kind of do other stuff. I listen to podcasts while I'm choosing songs. I'm reading articles about music to see how people react to stuff. I really get involved with it. You know, I'm not just some, I do the curation. I actually curate music. So I knew that there were going to be a bunch of middle-aged people from Jersey. So I just went, I read a bunch of articles like, you're not from New Jersey. You didn't grow up in the 70s unless you listen to these songs. And I got a bunch of that shit. I killed it. Yeah. There was only one thing I played that everybody was like, what the fuck? And it was just one song that I was like, wah, wah,
bow. What was it?
Oh, wait a minute. I have a sound effect for that, I think. It's been a while since I played that, huh?
What was the song?
It was, I think it was like something like Spinal Tap.
Huh.
Yeah, it was something that was like heavy metal-ish, but it was on the Hot 100, and it was like, you're not from New Jersey unless you were playing this. So I just thought that they'd all go,
Christopher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christopher. Wait, hold on. Hmm? I have a friend who does the best James Gandolfini impression.
Oh, yeah? Can we call him real quick?
Yes. I don't know what he's doing. He might be busy, but we should try.
Text me the Can you text me while you're on the phone?
Yes, I can.
All right. Text me the number. I'll merge them. And then we're just going to talk. We won't tell him we're recording it.
No, we should tell him. He knows we're doing a podcast. And okay. He said he wanted to be a guest, too.
Oh, good. So we'll call this guy. Yeah. Yeah, text me that shit. We'll call him.
Yep.
Is this the fat guy? The guy who lost mad weight? Or is this somebody else?
Somebody else.
All right. Cool. What happened to the fat guy that lost mad weight?
He lives in Pennsylvania.
You should call him, too. Just get him on.
Yeah. I think he wanted to be on, too.
So if we actually plan our weekend, right, this is what I want to do. You get out of work on Saturday at like 6. We've done too many remote episodes. We have to get away from that. We need some live in-person. And for whatever reason, we seem to get better sound at your house than my house anyway. I really don't know why. My voice sounds better over there. You come in like clear as a bell. You talk more because I think you're more comfortable at your house or something. I really don't know what the deal is with that. But, yeah. And then when I come over, I will hang with you. I'll bring a bottle of something nice. Maybe just keep it simple, some JMO or something, you know? Guzzle that down, have a good time. The park doesn't open until noon, so we'll bang out a couple of episodes at your place. Then skateboarding the next day, bro.
And sounds good to me.
I'll make sure I get my lifting done and shit on Saturday, and then Sunday will just be a skateboarding session. So it'll be great.
That does sound great. I just sent you that number.
Oh, I know. I saw it. I was about to say. So let's call this guy. He's not going to recognize my number.
Nope.
So I'm just going to call him. And once he answers.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 860-73.
Yeah, so he hit the FU button. So
tone. Please record.
Let me all right. I'll send him a message. Let's see if he
y'all ready for this? I'm gonna try him one more time. So hold with me. I just want to hear somebody do a good Gandolfini. It's important to me.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, this guy is hitting... I had to hit it before the fucking number went out. But yeah, he's hitting the fuck you button. He definitely is.
He's probably busy. We'll try and get him next week.
I have a phone number that looks like spam, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, you see it. You want to try one more?
Yeah, let's try one more.
One more. And if he answers, then we'll be blessed with the ghost of Gandolfini. And if not, we won't. Third try.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Yeah, he's not about that life, bro. He does not like it. He does not like it at all. Because it only rang once that time. But did you text him? Like, yo, we're trying to get you on the show right now. We only have 20 minutes left anyway.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah. We'll get him on. I'd rather have him in person. And I got to buy 2 more mics and 1 more stand, and then we can have a whole...
I've got, like... Like our really nice headsets for gaming, can we plug those into there?
Anything that you could plug into your phone, you can plug in here with an adapter.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Then why don't we use our headsets?
What do you mean? You want to use the microphone on the headset? Like we're on Xbox Live?
No, I mean for if we have
a guest. Like guests. Just use that.
Yeah.
And I don't have to buy any more equipment. But
exactly.
Here's the difference between you and me.
What?
I'm what is known as an audiophile. I've noticed this between you and me. If something sounds fucked up, it bothers me. You're like, nah, whatever. People can hear me. You know? So if we have you and me talking and we sound beautiful with our radio voices, and then we have 2 people sounding like, where are you? I can't find you on Xbox. Hello? Like, I can't.
I'm over here.
Hey, Tommy! I'm over here! Still one of the best beats I've ever made, I think. I wish I could play it. I would play it, but I'm not gonna. Whatever.
Let's save it for a later day.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do at the end of this? I've been doing remixes. I have one in the chamber. Yes. It's been a while since we've ended an episode with one of my songs. So we're gonna do that with one of the remixes.
The remix of what?
An Apathy and Pharoah Monch song. I think I played it for you.
Oh, you probably did.
Yeah, you'll hear it in about 15 minutes. So, yeah, we'll throw that on at the end. Get ready, everybody. There's going to be entertainment soon. Why not, 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 not. Oh, man. This workout is going to be intense. I forgot to take my pre-workout shake.
You know what that means?
What?
You're going to shit your pants.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Why would I shit my pants?
Because you didn't take your pre-workout drink.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Is that what happens to those bodybuilders? They shit their pants?
Yeah. If they don't get their fix, they shit their pants.
Is that really a side effect of not taking steroids? If you take it for a while and then you stop, you just like shit your pants? It's like somebody played the brown noise.
Nah, just maybe your balls get a little bigger if you're lucky.
I was looking at some information about this because I'm getting swole. I don't care. I'm going to go, you know, I'm on this 100-day challenge. Today's day like 43 or some shit. I'm going to get buff as fuck. And
wait, your balls are swollen?
No, they're not, because I'm not going to do it with chemicals. I'm going to do it old man style.
Good. Because I was going to say you should probably go see a medical physician.
Professional.
medical professional.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't do that because I saw a post on the internet about how fucked up people get when they take steroids. It's not cool. And that human growth hormone, that doesn't just go, oh, we'll make your muscles grow. You know what else it does? It makes all your organs inside your body grow. Your heart grows too big for your rib cage. Your tummy grows. It's problems. It's going to get you in deep shit. Someone was telling me that, like, it fucks up your joints, too. So if you're like, a skateboarder like me, be like, oh, my knees, I can't do it anymore. Oh, I need my shoes and my glasses.
No, skateboarders do not take anabolic steroids.
No. No, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make no sense at all.
It doesn't, because it's all balance and attention. It's not...
Imagine just a... like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger on a skateboard.
Arnold Schwarzenegger just swole, just bucked out.
I'm like, a skateboarder like Tony Hawk. My dick is small. Look
at, trying to drop into a mini ramp, just like...
Yeah. I would love to see Arnold Schwarzenegger try to drop into a mini ramp. I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep my balance.
Show me your leadership. Your leadership capability.
Nah! There was a... I saw a video on the internet of a guy, like a big bodybuilder. Somebody just put a sticker in the center of his back and he couldn't take it off. He's like reaching for it. Do anything but scratch your back, huh, Holmes? Looking like McGilla the gorilla. Can't touch, you know. That would suck. If you couldn't scratch your back and that's all you wanted to do, what do I do if I got to scratch my back?
It's the polar opposite of being too fat and not being able to see your dick.
Yeah, you can't be... You got to be, like, just right. You can't be too fat.
Goldilocks? What is the Goldie?
Yeah, the Goldilocks zone of sexy. Like, you look good here. Not so much with this or too much of that. I'm just telling you, man, my garbage bag filled with cottage cheese days are done. Never going back. Love it.
Yeah, cottage cheese is actually pretty good for you, though.
I know. That's the ironic thing, is if you eat cottage cheese, it's good for you. But if you fill a garbage bag filled with it, that's what my physique looked like at one point. But I'm actually stealing that from a battle rapper that battled me. He's like, Brash looks like a fucking garbage bag filled with cottage cheese. And I went, oh, God. In front of a room filled with people. Shout out to Verse. I won that battle, too. But when he said that, I was like, I do look like that. Fuck. Like, I remember being like, he got me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny, man. I miss battle rap in a way. I hated prepping for it, and I hated doing it, but I loved the camaraderie among the people who did do it and the people. I miss the people, the good people.
I'm more interested in seeing, like, the thing you did maybe once or twice, which was compliment battle rapping.
Oh, my God, the compliment battles.
It's probably harder than the shit-talking.
It is. It's really hard, you know, because you do take things to a battle angle. Like, let's rap about this guy's mother. I hope your mom lives a long and healthy life. Like, you say shit like that. It's so goofy. It was the goofiest thing.
No, I think it's so much easier to talk shit on a person.
Yeah.
Than it is to...
come up with angles of how much you like them.
You got a very nice mommy.
Yeah. Well, you can do things like that. I will absolutely come to your birthday party. I'll even smile when I get a little Ziploc bag full of Smarties. Just take it.
I like how she cut all the crust off my sandwiches.
Yeah. Your hair's curly. That's cool as fuck. I can't even rhyme with anything because I don't know. But, hey, nice hair. Back when I battled Rob You, I remember I forgot what I was rapping about. And he was wearing a New York Yankees hat in Massachusetts where I battled him. And I got the crowd. I completely blanked. And I just went, nice hat, you fucking idiot. Like, and everyone was like, yeah! Fuck you for wearing that hat. It's like there was always these like, oh fuck, I can't remember what I'm doing. What is nice hat, you fucking idiot. And then I went to his hair. I'm like, and I bet you your favorite shampoo is Vidal Sassoon. Your fucking eye sockets are so dark, you look like a raccoon. You gave your girlfriend rabies, now she froth at the poon. You and her can go run in the woods and bark at the moon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I rhymed froth at the poon with bark at the moon. I'm absolutely a dope rapper. There's nobody else has ever rhymed froth at the poon with bark at the moon.
No.
And then I told him his father was a midget. Your father is a midget. Yeah, remember from before? Because I told him before that his father was a midget. I kept bringing up the fact that his dad isn't really a midget, but he was because I said so. That's how battle rap works, by the way.
Hey, you're just making up shit.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't matter.
It's like stand-up. I could see a lot of relation to stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. After doing some battle rap, I started wondering what it would be like to actually try to tell some jokes. But I know I would bomb. It would suck.
So you think your improv is better than jokes you could make beforehand?
Well, it's weird because I can write jokes, but I can only write jokes in the context of like rap. Like the punchline has to rhyme with something. Like, hey, Jeff, what do you call a Japanese kickboxer whose father has diarrhea?
I don't know.
That's a slap happy Jappy with a crap happy Pappy. It's not even funny, but you know what I mean? It's like without having rhymes, I can't make a joke. Did I lose you, you stupid asshole? Why did you get so quiet?
No, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Just wasn't that funny. Yeah, I
didn't say it. Yeah. Well, I mean, you should have said
it legitimately wasn't funny, but yes.
I mean, maybe at the time, in the moment, it might have been funny. But...
Right. If you were absolutely not expecting it. If I bust that out at a rap battle against an Asian kid, that would have slayed. Because that's the thing, too, is like I have a punching bag in front of me. It's not as if... Like, if I got to be like, knock, knock, who's there? I can't really make a funny joke out of that. But if I can be like, look at this person. Look at him with his... He's a man with tits. Like, you know, you battle a fat guy. Look at this man with breasts. Can the rest? We got a man with breasts. Teenage boys get confused and try to molest. Hello?
Yikes.
Yeah.
No, actually, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a punchline. But that's the creative part of it. It's getting creative with somebody's persona. You know, the entire idea of their ego is going to get melted by whatever observation I can make about them.
I mean, well, it's not entirely improv, is it? Or do you do research?
No. I write everything, dude. I sit down and I craft, and I can, you know, but from being around me, you know, I can freestyle really well when I want
yes.
to. Like I can whip it out. And it can come out really good. It really can.
And most of the time, it's like, fuck, it's solid gold, hilarious.
Yeah, it can be really funny.
Usually, like, you just have fun with it, and you're just, like, spitting just random improv, and it's fucking hilarious.
Right. When I do, I get into that zone, I go for funny, and I go with whatever bizarre idea is up in my head, and I have a pretty extensive like list of words that rhyme with other things in my head. So if I ever hit a speed bump, I can just go to that. And then people are like, whoa, that sounded impressive. It's like, well, I've actually rhymed those two words together before 1,000 times. So it's like a trick, you know, it's like sleight of hand in a way. Like, I know how I'm going to show you the ace of spades or whatever out of the deck before you even shuffled it. It's very methodical and mathematical, and it's a constant process. It never ends. And you know what happens to me, and it happens to me all the time, is rhymes just occur to me when I shouldn't be even thinking about rap music. I'll be at work and I'll be working on something and I'll just be like, Mr. Angry Wrinkle Face just wants to taste your aftershave. Doesn't make any sense, but it rhymed.
Keep a notepad and a pen on you at all times.
Oh, that's how I, every time I've done a record, I'm just like, all right, just keep stuff on me and write it down. And people are like, what are you writing down? None of your business. You know, I've had that when I was at Best Buy.
Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business. Well, you're writing something during company time. And I went, it's for important for later. It's not for you. Yeah, I'll stack up a bunch of ideas too, like concepts and things. When I do a story track, I've done a couple of tracks where I just rap about, you know, like there's a guy who does a thing, you know, when I rap about that, whatever. Yeah. And I'll like write an outline. I'll like a story outline. All right, he goes to the store, he buys cigarettes, and then he sprains his ankle when he gets out of the store, and he lifts himself up only to find that his car has been stolen, and then the car that was stolen runs him over. That's not really a good song. That wouldn't really make a great song. Actually, if I wrapped all that together, it would probably be cool, but that's what I do. I'll write down what I want to have happen, and then I'll craft rhymes that like lead me in that direction. So he goes to the store and buys cigarettes. He wakes up in the middle of Connecticut, needs a cigarette. Where's the etiquette? I ain't got a dollar to my name, so I got out to the door. Walked to the door, hit the floor, walked up to the store. You know what I mean? Just like coming up with shit to like link it all together. And there you go. You got a song. It lasts about 3 to 5 minutes. And then people ignore me for the rest of my life. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Huh?
Christopher. Fuck, I wish we got Evan on here because I had him over my house the other night and he did the best James Gandolfini impression I've ever heard.
I love that character. The character of there's a movie out right now, right? That's really awesome.
Yeah, I just watched it the other day.
How was it on a 10 scale?
Being a huge, huge Sopranos fan, I'm going to say 6.
Really? So there were things about it that disappointed you?
Yes.
I mean, Gandolfini's dead, bro. They couldn't get him for the movie.
But you know who played him in the movie?
Who?
His son.
No shit.
Yeah.
Does he look a lot like his father? Or?
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, I'm just thinking as an artist, how incredible that would feel to be able to honor my father somehow by like doing my shit.
Right. I want to know, like, he must've been feeling so much pressure, you know, like
that's the other thing.
My dad got like an Academy Award for acting in The Sopranos. Now I gotta like portray him. But who better else to do it, you know?
Now I gotta be like my fucking dad over here? What the fuck's the matter with you? You think I can't be my fucking father over here? That was the best I could do. I can't do it. Remember that one time I came up with like a weird character version of him? What did I combine? I combined Gandolfini with something else. I can't remember what. Of course.
Was it on the podcast?
No, it was you and me just goofing around, I think, at your house.
Oh. So you're saying it should have been on the podcast.
I think it was gay Gandolfini. Like, remember how I just...
Gay Gandolfini.
It's like I want to, like, suck dick, but, like, I can't, you know? Because, like, I'm sad.
Something. Christopher.
Oh, shit. So, you want to wait on the phone for a minute while I just run through this remix?
Yes.
All right, let me do this real first. This was The Brass Show. Every Tuesday, 5 a.m., we got a new release. Please check out brashhiphop.com. That's where I do my shit.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah. Stay on the line, because I don't know where this... Here it is. All right, everybody. This is The track is I Keep On. It's an Apathy track that he collaborated with Pete Rock and Pharoah Monch. So I've been doing remixes, and this is it. So enjoy, okay? Thank you. Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Yep.
I can't play it with you on the phone.
Oh, shit. Is it playing right now?
It would have been if we weren't on the phone.
So, oh, so should I just get off the phone?
Yeah. Say goodbye to the audience, and then I'm going to press play.
All right.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Later, buddy. Hang up on him, and now we'll play the song. Good night. Enjoy. Good night. I don't know why we're saying that.
The verbal illustrator, nobody's skill is greater. I kill a hater, rip him up in a gorilla nature. Still a major threat, suicide facilitator. Nobody iller or greater of the vanilla flavor. Resurrection of rap, the rehabilitator. I spit a verse that'll hit the earth and drill a crater. Miles deep style seeping to the core. Competition won't be dead, so I'm sleeping on the floor. This is deeper than before. Creature feature with gore. The feature like you invited. The grim reaper, the war. I'm more than vicious. Swear to fuck to God, I'll be warning bitches. You get morning sickness, you leave. Even with abortion stitches, it'll take a forklift to lift this organ. If this organ fit it deeper in a butt than in the porno business. Whether you powder sniffers or got a mouthful of Guinness, you better bow to this like I'm living on Mount Olympus. Yo, I keep on for the fans of the realness. Throw up your hands in the air if you feel this. I keep on to maintain tradition. The same never change as long as they stay listening.
Peep Rock, this one's for the crew.
Yeah.
Peep Rock, this one's for the crew.
It's like that.
Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this one's for the crew.
Let me be totally honest. You wanna know what made me demonic? I made it through ergonomics with Delph. Glistening. With a pistol to my head, listening to the Delphonics. Giuliani shipment to the pen. Felt infinite. But I embraced the ballpoint pen, the right sentences.
Yeah.
You smell me. You understand the scent this is. Peep the poo. Shit, life sentences. Pharaoh and apathy's like a virus. McAfee attacking your faculty back to back, decapitating you gradually. Actually, I'm a rapping fanatic slash mathematician with a chronic lung condition. When I breathe, you would never believe he's asthmatic.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm stuck inside the 90s. Still got Pirellis. Rock with Tupac in the Bay. Not a lot you can tell me. Cut the snub nose, put it in your mouth like Acanelli.
Yo, I keep on for the fans of the realness. Throw up your hands in the air if you feel this. Keep on to maintain tradition. The same never change as long as they stay listening.
Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this rock this one.
Bitches backstage pulling boobs from bras. The applause from the fans and the oohs and ahs. For the morons who think I won't bruise their jaws. We got machetes on deck and Freddy Krueger claws. Bomb strapped and attached to your fuselage. We used to rob before this little music job. For the Pharaoh fanatics from Philly to France. Females with fat asses who fill up their pants.
From Philly to France, we're filling it. They fill up their pants. The B-boy stance, chilling it. I'm still in advance. Lyricist, the seller with syllables, I kill with a glance. With the Magilla Gorilla glue in the pen when I chant. Militant, Muhammad, the thriller in Manila when I vomit. A jagged little pill, isn't it ironic? You little maggot, I'm ill. The protagonist, the bionic. Pharaoh Monch, the iconic.
Rock this one for the crew. Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this one's for the crew. Peep Rock, this rock, rock this one.